My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I think we were in a situation today, and it's the first time I've seen it. Like, we tried to do a little bit too much, you know? I mean, today's the first game during this streak where I didn't think we played well. You know, at all, we've had games where we've been close. I think the most important thing is this group's got to stay together. I mean, they played good baseball for 3.5 months. We're in a tough stretch right now. They got to stay together.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 Derek. Oh, boy. Not good. Not good at all, guys. When you're saying the group needs to stay together, that means there are signs, there are indications, there are reasons to believe that the group is not staying together. Because he's not going to say that right at the first drop. No, he's going to say that when the cup, the mug is filled like halfway up to the top. It's not going to be, we need to stay together. I'm saying this on the front end. No, we need to stay together because maybe they're not staying together. And when you're not staying together and you're losing a whole bunch of baseball games, who's that fall on? It falls on the manager. And I think Derek Shelton, if he's not losing the locker room, I might be surprised by that because we do have some indications.
Mm-hmm.
Jiwon Bae grounds out 2 nights ago, doesn't run hard. Rowdy Tellez should have been on second base. He wasn't because he wasn't running hard. The fundamentals, which have been up and down all season long, have really gone to hell in a handbasket. All of these are signs of guys, if they know it or not, checking out. But when I hear that from Derek Shelton, and there's another portion of that quote we need to get into, but when I hear that from Derek Shelton, we need to hold this team together. We need to stay together. I bet you it's not together right now.
No. No, because, yeah, you're getting signs and indications like, hey, like, this is my job now, is to make sure that this doesn't go in a direction that is very, very serious. And right now it is serious, but not very, very serious. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that if you didn't get the inclination that it was already happening.
Right.
Like, you would just be like, yeah, we just got to keep pushing. We just got to keep pushing. We got to finish this season out strong. But to go out there and use the words that we need to stay together, that means that there's a guy here, there's a guy there, there's a guy doing this, there's a guy, you know, just sitting there eating sunflower seeds and not even giving a care in the world. Like, it is already happening, and that's a shame. That's a shame. And we talked yesterday or a couple days ago about – these guys being engaged, and have they just lost the want? Are they checked out?
Demoralized.
They're checked out. And I get it. I've seen teams and been a part of teams that have done this. But it all points to one person. Really, right now, whenever your boots on the ground and operationally, like, I know we want to look at the big picture, you know, look top to bottom from ownership to general manager to manager, but the operation on a day-to-day basis, it points to one person, and that is the manager.
Yeah, when the fundamentals aren't there, when the requisite want-to and work ethic isn't there, then it does point to the manager.
Uh-huh.
And I think Derek Shelton's a very nice man, but you can't lose 10 consecutive games when at the start of that streak, you are right in the thick of the playoff race. It can't happen. You just mentioned you've been part of stuff like this. I've been covering sports in this town and watching sports for a long time. And when a team has like a closed door meeting, closed door meeting, players only meeting, the season's over. When stuff like that happens, you're done. when you hear a manager, a coach say, we've got to stick together, they're not sticking together. You just know it. You can hear it in the tone. You can compare it to past precedents when you've heard similar things from people. This is a manager who now does not know what to do. And you can't lose your 10th consecutive game to a guy you threw away at the trade deadline.
Oh, man. Talking about just digging deep. Dig it deeper.
That is as low of a low point as you could possibly have. When Martin Perez goes out there and strikes out 8 buckos, gives up 1 earned and 5 1/3, guess what the most strikeouts he had in a game was this year, Doran?
3.
It's 8! And it was yesterday against the Pirates.
I thought you meant before that.
Yeah, I didn't phrase that my best. Yeah, could have done better. Can we hold this show together? Can we stay together? Are we going to be able to stay together through this?
Yes.
Through these hard times, yes. Through my poor phrasing. Can we stay together?
Yes.
The other part of the Shelton quote, I'll just play it again, because this hits you like a sack of bricks before you get to the second part of the quote that hits you with the sack of bricks.
I think we were in a situation today, and it's the first time I've seen it. Like, we tried to do a little bit too much. You know, I mean, today's the first game during this streak where I didn't think we played well.
What? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Do you even understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? Was that Rush Hour 2?
Yeah.
My man, my brother, my friend, Derek. That's the first time in this streak we haven't played well?
Yikes.
I get that, what, 6 of these games have been one-score games? Just because you lose a one-score game, just because you're right there doesn't mean you played well.
Right. Oh, man.
Like, sometimes you get out-baseballed. Sometimes you play a clean game. The other team plays a clean game, and they beat you by 1 because they're Arizona and they're better than you. But when it happens that frequently, and now you've lost 10 games in a row, and the final game of that stretch was against Martin Perez, who you thought so little of, you gave him up for basically free at the trade deadline. You can't tell me that you've been playing well. This is a guy that does not have it. Derek Shelton, and I do hate to do stuff like this. Mm-hmm. People don't think so because the whole Matt Canada thing. You never want to have to call for someone's job, especially someone that you've heard is a good guy. And I've heard nothing but great things about Derek Shelton, the man. He'll be fine. He'll land on his feet. He can't be the manager next year. He can't. I'm not sure he should finish out the season. A 10-game losing streak whenever you were darn near close to a playoff spot at the start of the thing?
Right.
You're right there. You are right there.
I just don't understand how you can sit there and rationalize how it would get better next year if this regime came back.
Like, exactly.
How do you, what are the necessary moves to make this better? Will you actually make those moves? And if you do make those moves, like you tried to this year with De La Cruz and IKF, do you expect the nucleus of coaches and the manager to handle it properly to win?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where it's at. Like, I don't understand. You cannot sit there and talk yourself into thinking that this is a winning formula for 2025. There's no way.
No, you can't.
There's no way.
You can't.
And I don't know what direction you're going to go in. I mean, you know, there's names, I guess, out there, but that doesn't even matter right now. But I just know that this is what it is.
Would it be the worst thing in the world to just give Donnie Kelly a 40-game audition?
No.
I don't think it would be.
No.
He's thought of pretty highly.
But then you're getting back into the Steelers situation.
Yeah, you're hiring the next closest warm body. You are. And you're not going to fire Shelton now, Don Kelly take over, and be able to get yourself back into the playoff race. Like, that's just not going to happen. It's not like it would be a midseason firing for the Penguins, like when Bielsma comes in, like when Sullivan comes in. There's just not enough time for that to make a difference. You would only be doing it to get a look at your bench coach as the big guy. So, I mean, I could see it because this is so embarrassing, and just listening to Derek Shelton, you don't have any answers. But on the whole, too, you know, he's been married to Andy Haynes. He's also a hitting coach by trade. Key Brian Hayes has regressed. Edward Olivares, a guy that had an OPS over 700. He hasn't been that guy this year. Michael A. Taylor, who hit 20-plus homers last season, ain't been close to that this year.
Rowdy Tellez half the year.
Rowdy Tellez, you look at his numbers, just overall, no good. Jack Sawinski, Henry Davis.
And then the big one of the regression is O'Neill Cruz. Did you say him?
No, because I don't look at... I'm talking about hitting, and I don't see any regression from him at the plate. I see growth from him. Not as much growth, and I guess we could throw that.
Has he gotten better? Is he meeting the expectation, and not the expectation of being a top 10 player in Major League Baseball, but the expectation of his talent and his performance and what you should get out of both? I don't think that he's even come close to his talent and performance and succeeding that way.
Overall, I would agree with you. I think at the plate...
How many home runs does he have?
18. But he only played 9 games last year. I'll say this. If O'Neill Cruz is to achieve his potential, is this the right coaching staff? No. No. Because if it were, then they'd be able to get stuff out of Key Brian Hayes. Jack Sawinski can't even hit in the minors right now. Henry Davis crushes it down there every time he comes up. He struggles to get to the Mendoza line. You just can't come back next year with this front office. And you can't come back next year with this manager. And I don't think they'll do both. I think there's a chance they do neither. If they do one or the other, I do think it would be Derek Shelton that would go.
Because
listen to this. You love when I do that. Listen to this. This should make people sick. If the Pirates want to match last season's win total, match it, they have to go 20-22 down the stretch. You think they're going to go 20-22?
No.
Me neither.
No.
That should be the subject of our Twitter poll this morning. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Pirates will match their win total or exceed their win total from last year? Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We have another Derek Shelton soundbite to react to when we come back. At the bottom of the hour, we'll give you the latest on Brandon Ayuk. Not a ton came out yesterday, but there was something that happened that we'll get into. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Real quick, I mean, you do make a good point about Cruz. Like, is he where he should be, or do I just view him as a good hitter because he is one of their three best hitters, probably their second best hitter, in a lineup filled with garbage? I might be doing that. I might be doing that. Now, he's got an OPS plus of 118, so he's 18% better than league average. I think he's a good hitter. The expectation is that he's a great hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks like a great hitter in this particular lineup.
Yes.
All right, more from Derek Shelton, and we'll react when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Twitter poll. It's a sad one. It's a depressing one. Maybe for some of us, some of you, not unexpected that we're asking this question. But the Pirates have to go 20-22 the rest of the way to match last season's win total. Will they do it? Yes or no? And here's a good tweet. Pirates need to bring up Billy Cook, Nick York, Henry Davis. But then the Pirates will go like 10-2 down the stretch. And then that'll be the logic to run it all back next season. That's kind of what happened last year.
A little bit, right?
Last year, it was bigger sample size. I think they went like 32-30 or something like that in their final 60 games. Look, we played much better baseball. Next season, expect great things. And everything came back status quo. I would almost rather this thing absolutely hit rock bottom so that you can do nothing else but look in the mirror.
Right.
It's year five of this deal, man. Year five of Charrington, Shelton, and this year, they're likely to finish with a worse record than last year?
That's wild.
And the owner said that the goal is to make the playoffs? It's unacceptable. Now, I will agree with the texter. Like, I'd like to see Billy Cook.
Mm-hmm.
He just hit a tater of a granny. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh!
No. Crushed it?
Yeah, that might be a good find for one Ben Charrington. We'll see. It's early yet. Nick York been killing the ball down there with an OPS around 900. Henry Davis killing the ball down there. But we've seen that fish before. I wouldn't mind getting a look at those guys. Absolutely. See if they're part of next year's team. See what they could do with major league pitching. Yeah, that makes sense. Because what else is the rest of the season for? Like, what's the rest of the season for? Derek Shelton was asked that by Noah Hiles in the post-game press conference. Noah did a really good job here, I thought.
What's the goal for this team for the rest of the season? Is it still the playoffs? Is it to get back over 500?
I think the goal is just to play better baseball. You know, we have to continue to play better baseball, and we have to do that every day.
And what quantifies playing better baseball? Is that wins and losses, or is it just...
I think to some extent it's wins and losses, yeah. I mean, we'd played well, like I said, we played well for 3.5 months, and we haven't played well over the last 10 days.
To some extent, it's wins and losses.
And to every extent.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Yeah, man. These
dead
quotes,
man walking.
Man.
That's what that sounds like to me.
These quotes are just, they're tough.
Brutal. Brutal. Now, he does make a good point, one that we talked about yesterday. You had a really good season for 107 games or whatever it was, where you were, they were 52 or 55-52 when this streak started, right? And in 10 games, the whole thing gets flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
He also said in the same press conference, that was the first game they've played bad baseball, but now the goal is to play better baseball. So which one is it? I thought you were playing good baseball. So he's kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth. I'll tell them what should be at stake for the rest of the season. Play the young guys. I don't need to see Michael A. Taylor ever again.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever need to see, no offense, Jared Triolo ever again. Rowdy Tellez isn't going to be here in all likelihood next year. Brian De La Cruz will be. You don't really have a choice, right. So I'm playing him every day.
Right.
I don't need to see Yasmani Grandal. You know what I mean? Like, get the young guys up and play them.
What about Hayes?
I'm playing IKF at third as much as I can, right? Are you our third baseman next year? I'm also finding moments. You still want development out of O'Neill Cruz. I'm not suggesting you take him out of the lineup. But I'm trying IKF out at shortstop a little more than I have because I want to see if maybe he could be that for us.
Put Cruz at DH maybe.
Have him at DH. I said before you don't want Cruz to play right field in the middle of a playoff chase. Well, it's no longer a playoff chase. Why not? At least have him take some practice out there in the outfield at whenever you're at home. You know, have him work on balls off the wall just to try it out. I don't think you put him at first base. He can't catch a routine ball thrown right at him, but I might do that a little bit. When Henry comes up, I might actually try him at first base. I think we found out he can't play right field.
What about Bart at first base and Grandal while he's up here right now catching?
Sure. Sure.
Mix it all up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any and everything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't experiment, if you don't try to find answers to questions, then you are operating like a team that is trying to win now when you can't win now. You've got 42 games left in the season and you're 8 games out of a playoff spot. You would need to go on like 2,000 Mariners winning percentage streak here to make the playoffs, and that's not in there. Even at their apex this season, like when you got to the All-Star break and you were 5 games over 500 with Paul Skeens, that's a nice winning percentage. It's like 15%, if not more, off from what they need to do to make the playoffs. So to say, we're going to throw Michael A. Taylor out there every day in center field is just asinine to me. Any of those guys. And you mentioned Grandal. Like it just doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you what's interesting to me, man. You got Skeens going tomorrow. It's an Apple TV Plus game. Hooray, hurrah. You're probably going to see a big crowd. I think you're probably still going to see big crowds the rest of the year because I'm sure a lot of people gobbled up tickets thinking this team was going to be in the playoff race. But what does that sound like? You might have boos raining down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a cauldron. Not tomorrow with Skeens. You're going to get the requisite buy-in from the crowd for Skeens, but what's the rest of the weekend sound like? What's the rest of the year sound like? I think it's going to be negative. I think it's going to be ugly up in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the people have been dealing with this stuff for a long time, Pirates fans here in Pittsburgh, but it's a shame that it just, went down the drain so quick. Like, and then you search for answers, right? And you're like, okay, so why? So why does this happen? Why do things like this happen? And then you hear quotes from the manager, and you're just like, oh, I get it now. Like, I kind of understand. Like, if that's what's being said by the head man.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why you haven't won a game in a month.
John Wehner comes on yesterday, and he is fire and brimstone. He is urine and vinegar. He is jacked up calling out players for effort. And he stopped short of criticizing the manager, and in his position, I understand why he did that. If you had that fire from the manager, I would feel a little bit different right now. The message needs to be what the message that John Wehner sold us yesterday was. But instead, the message has been, we need a break, we need a bounce, we're actually playing good baseball. That's not going to motivate your guys.
No.
That's not going to do it. And then a prospect list just came out. Did you see this? 3 or 4 days ago, one of these new prospect lists comes out, and the Pirates had the 27th best farm system in Major League Baseball. So the Major League club is on pace to lose more games than it lost last year. And you've been hoarding prospects for a half decade, and you've got the 27th ranked farm system in baseball. And the shills will tell you, well, it's because Skeens came up and Jones came up. They've graduated. Okay, you need more behind them. They've got 4 guys in the top 100, including Connor Griffin. But he ain't going to be up for a long time. Tamar Johnson's not going to be up for a long time. The other two are Ashcraft and Bubba Chandler. They should be able to help you next year. But where are they helping you? In a place where you're already pretty good, you think, in your starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And they might help you push that portion of your ball club over the top. Where are the position players to help? Again, Billy Cook, York, Henry Davis, you'd like to see them. But York and Cook have been in your system for less than a month. So to think that they're definitely answers, I think would be the wrong way to think about it. And Henry Davis, while I'm not totally closing the door on his development, you still can't get excited about that. And Andy Rodriguez is not a top 100 prospect anymore either. So it's not good now at the major league level. It doesn't look like the future is great. This is not really where I thought we would be.
Nope.
2 weeks ago.
Nope.
To be sure.
Not even close.
To be sure, yeah.
Man.
Hire Wehner?
Yeah.
Honestly, if Wehner's your bench coach, is that a bad thing?
No.
No. It's bad for us because we like having him every Tuesday.
Right.
But I could see some merit in that. Because it was Zangrilli said they need to hire a veteran. And while Wehner doesn't have managing experience, he's a veteran of the ball.
Yes, of every position, basically.
And you need a bad cop. Is Donnie Kelly a bad cop? Is Derek Shelton a bad cop? Is Andy Haynes a bad cop? No, I think they're a get-along team. Like, it's no good. Enough Pirates, though. It's depressing.
Yeah.
You know what's not depressing at all? The Brandon Ayuk saga. Oh, it's not depressing. Everyone's super... It's great. This is awesome.
Oh.
We had an update yesterday, but is it an update? We'll talk about that when we come back. And we got Pat Bostic with us. Excited about that from 7 o'clock until 9. We've got a Brandon Ayuk update of sorts we'll get to coming up in a moment. Here's a text, and I can't stand this, honestly. Just keep blaming everyone except Nutting. This is why I listen to you guys every morning for 5 minutes, then I turn the dial. Fools! Is he selling the team? Is he selling the team? Is Mark Cuban flying in here and buying a team? Mario Lemieux coming up in here and buying a team?
It is what it is.
Like, what can change? What can change? We will talk about the things that can change. He can spend more money. We all understand that. That's the obvious. That's on the billboard. So let's talk about the things that can and potentially will change. And by the by, they've won with him. I'm not defending the spending. I'm not defending Major League Baseball's economics. But they did go to the playoffs in 13, 14, and 15. And that's because they had a competent manager, they developed talent, and they had, I thought, a competent general manager. So you need those things in order to win. Tampa's had those things. Cleveland's had those things. Milwaukee's had those things. That's what you need. And those are the things that can change. And so those are the things we're going to talk about. I hope this helps. I just hope that helps.
Yeah.
And the ratings are okay with or without you. But if we would love you to stick around, I mean, no offense personally, we'd love you to be here. We'd love you to. But, like, come on. It's not going to change. It's Brandon Ayuk update.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this? You see this yesterday? A big old tweet comes out from 49ers practice yesterday, Norm. Quote, Brandon Ayuk watched 49ers practice on sideline near the goal line by himself until team drills reached the red zone. GM John Lynch gave him a handshake and a pat on the back. Parenthetically, more so a hi, not congrats. Brandon Ayuk looked interested in a red cutoff 49ers t-shirt and black shorts, end quote. What's the difference between a hi handshake and a congrats handshake?
The emotion?
Mm-hmm. So a hi would be quick hands meet. Maybe you pull yourself in for a little shoulder touch, push away.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats would probably be what?
Embracing.
Yeah, hands go in, hands pull into a hug.
Yes.
And then you probably start doing the same thing with all your guys.
Yep. Maybe arm around the shoulder, chat.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like, hey, yeah, you know, we got it done. Hey, we can't wait to just, you know, go after this again, man. Like, we're glad to have you. I know it took so long. Yeah, if you could see me on the YouTube. Right.
Very
here,
popular YouTube stream.
If you could see me, like, you know, hey, listen, let's get ready. You know, I know you've been in shape. Let's get after this thing. All right, man. All right. Good to see you.
So you're telling me Steelers fans need not panic until we've got the arm around the shoulder talk.
That, and Brandon Ayuk has been there before. Like, it's not like it's the first time he showed up and he was like, okay, I'm going to watch practice and be around and wear some 49ers gear and act like I'm going to be. Like, he's been at practice before and
so
he's done this before.
The last time he was at practice was when this whole storm went off.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he goes over, he dapped him up. He goes over, a little dapping up a Shanny, a little dapping up a Lynch. And then that's when Shanahan got annoyed that he was being too friendly. And then he hadn't shown up since then. And then he shows up yesterday. Now, one of the rumors out there, unfounded as it may be, because God only knows in this Twitter universe of misinformation, I've seen some people speculate, including 49ers people, that maybe they've started fining him if he's not going to show up. But I don't know that I buy that. You're trying to get a contract done, at least according to reports, with Brandon Ayuk. If the relationship is sour, and we are at least led to believe it's not rosy, you start fining him. I don't think I'd be more inclined to sign a contract.
True. That is true. Right? I don't know how much you can get fined, though, during training camp. I think it might be less than, obviously, regular season games.
Sure.
So I don't even know if you...
You can, because that's what's happening with Hassan Reddick with the Jets.
Right.
I think you can file it under conduct detrimental to the team if you're not there. And I don't think they wanted to push that button. And I would honestly...
But you have a good point. Like, I mean, why would you find a guy that you're looking to sign?
Right. Like, by all accounts, now the reporting is they're getting closer. So now you're going to torpedo that? It doesn't make sense. People are texting in about the color of the Gatorade that is being consumed by Brandon Ayuk.
What?
Mm-hmm. Blue Gatorade.
What does that
mean? So the guy who tweeted out about the cutoff shirt and the high handshake, not the congratulatory handshake, did a live stand-up video outside of 49ers practice, and he said, Ayuk was spotted drinking blue Gatorade. That's where we are on this.
But what does that even mean?
Well, if it were red Gatorade, obviously he wants to be a 49er.
Oh. So he's going to Buffalo.
Okay.
All right. He's going to Houston.
What's the best flavor of Gatorade? And why is it definitely glacial freeze? Glacier freeze.
It is cool blue.
That's on my podium, yeah.
Cool blue. And then an old school hungover or after a workout lemon lime, cold.
I could not agree with you more.
Yes.
On the lemon lime after the hangover.
Yes, that's the only one that hits for me after a hangover.
You know what I've done? I've taken, lemon lime. You dump half into a cup.
With vodka? And,
well, hair of the dog. And then Sprite.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never done that. That's probably pretty good.
I like Sprite with the hangover because it gets the burpsies.
Yes.
And I need that.
I've never tried that.
Yeah, and the probably lemon lime and the lemon lime, they go good together.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go old school lemon lime and probably cold blue. Cold blue, I could. Oh, man, it's so good. I like Glacier Freeze, though.
Were you a Gatorade guy on the sideline? I guess everyone was, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going straight to the Gatorade, not water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Straight to the Gatorade. In Houston, there was a Gator Lights where they would put like a bunch of Gator Lights, which are just big packets of salt in the Gatorades because you need to rehydrate.
The electrolytes,
For cramping and things of that nature. And I still can't get that taste out of my mouth.
Still. Like the powdery kind of.
It's salt Gatorade.
Oh. Yeah.
Just chugging those and it's like the 110 heat index and just everything's waterlogged. I just can't even get that sight or that taste out of my mouth.
Real quick, how about, because you're talking about the temperature and all that, how about they're going to try to build this dome in Cleveland?
I know.
I think, I get it, I do. I think it's weak sauce. Like, Cleveland Browns don't scream to me we're playing inside.
Isn't their stadium decent, though, now?
I guess not.
It's not?
I guess not.
It is.
I mean, that place rocks.
I haven't been in a game in a long time.
That place, when they're good, that place is tough, man. That place is tough.
And they're going to build it in the suburbs, right?
Yes, and that's been a subject of much debate.
That's what they're going to do with a lot of stadiums.
I agree with that.
The taxes and things of that nature, obviously, and area and parking and just, you know, convenience.
There are some teams that can't play inside for me. Cleveland would be one. Pittsburgh would be one.
Everybody's going to play inside at some point. I know that. In the next, like, 15 years.
It just doesn't feel right to me.
I know. I get what you're saying.
You know?
Like if the Steelers played inside.
Oh, God. The Steelers inside.
It's crazy.
The hard nose, play in the snow, Bettis over Urlacher.
Or Green Bay.
Oh,
inside.
Put a dome on Lambeau. It sickens me. Chicago, no. Play outside.
Right.
Hard nosed. Men.
New England.
New England outside.
Buffalo.
No.
Buffalo's kind of has the halfsies going on right now with their new stadium.
Yeah, they're going to do a retractable one, right?
No, they're doing like an overhang. It's kind of like halfway, but it's still going to be open in the middle.
So the reason I bring it up is Houston inside. Yeah, makes sense.
Yes.
Dallas inside. Yes, makes sense. Arizona inside. Remember playing at Sun Devil Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
There would be six fans in the stands because you will get a heat stroke just watching the team play. That all makes sense. But, you know. You get one frigid game a year at Acrisure. You really do. You get one, like, where, like, you think playoff game's fine, but you think regular season. Dallas in 08 comes to mind. It was really cold. The Pickens game after Franco's passing, yes. RIP, that was frigid. The winters around here are mild anymore.
Do you think, and I know obviously know where I stand on this, but do you think that that aids in victory for teams?
I think you build your team in accordance with where you play a little bit, yeah. Like Drew Brees, I'm not saying would be bad if he didn't play in a dome.
Mm-hmm. Peyton,
same kind of deal.
But he went to Denver and
was still really good there. Denver, another place you don't want to see a dome.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But I think you're right. I think eventually that you are going to see everyone play in a dome.
I've wrestled with this, and I know we got to get out, but like, I think it might be harder in like the beginning of December. If you're like a Steelers player and have to go to Miami and play in the humidity, then Miami coming to Pittsburgh in December.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like you could deal with the cold as a football player. Like, there's not one football player that hasn't played in the cold. That's in the NFL.
Yeah, but you play.
But like, if you've
played your entire home schedule and you're an AFC North team, so even most of your road games, and it's 30 degrees or below, and you go to Miami, and the way that they've built that is the visitors are going to get hit by the sun, yeah. And you're talking 80 degrees, dehydration becomes a factor. That's a big home field advantage.
That is, yes.
And they were good at home and not so good on the road this year, Miami. And I think it has more to do with the opponent than it does with them. We have a lot of training camp stuff to get into. With Pat Bostic, who's going to join us from 7 o'clock until 9. 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. So Brandon Ayuk drank a blue Gatorade, and he did not get a congratulatory hug from John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan. So that's where we are on that saga. No new reporting yesterday. Is this bad for your heart? Yes. So schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to be joining us from 7 o'clock-ish until 9. I'm going to stand. Is that okay? Yeah, just throw an ish on there. I'm going to stand. Is that okay? Does that bother you if I stand?
No.
That make you nervous? There's no periphery thing going on there?
Nah.
Okay.
No.
I got the sciatica flaring up.
I think it's because you had a huge new Celsius and you're drinking coffee. I think that's why, and you're jittery.
Yeah, the Celsius I bought this morning is 16 ounces, and it's a fat can.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that thing right to my face, and then I've just had a cup of coffee. So, yeah, I am a little bit jittery because of the Gatorade. But
it's like the,
or not the Gatorade. because of the caffeine.
It's like the Labatt's at a Penguin game.
They're just 47 ounces, yeah. And all of a sudden you're Canadian drunk, just saying A every 3 seconds, throwing S's on the end of everybody's names. Dorrance.
Hey, bud.
The boys. We got to hang out with the boys. Speaking of the boys, Arthur Smith was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
I know he's...
talking about Mark Caboli.
I know he's... highly regarded around here, and I know he's a friend of the program as well. I've had some brief interactions with him, and you hate to see that happen to anybody, but if I was betting, I'd betting that he'll find a way to have success.
And he is going to have success, our good friend Mark Caboli. He could be doing stuff with us like he's always been doing with us, but Pat McAfee has hired him. And we were just talking about this off air. To have the means, to have the ability to help good people out, ain't that the dream?
Yes.
That's an awesome thing.
It's fantastic. And one thing about Pat McAfee, you could love his show, you could hate his show, But he does that all the time.
All the time. He's going to take care of his own, man.
He takes care of his own. He takes care of people in Pittsburgh.
He donated $15K to local volunteer fire departments. Yes.
All those guys are like that on that show. And to be able to do that, that is just fantastic. And I mean, we knew, like, whenever that went down with Mark, that it's like, all right, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Mark has too much to offer.
Yes.
I mean, the Athletic is just so stupid.
Stupid.
I mean, just think about it. Like, you just love to see it, though. You love to see stuff like this happen.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great thing for Mark's career.
You love to see it. Love to see him fall upwards and shove it up the you-know-whats.
Shove it up the you-know-whats!
Oh, man, that had me all salty.
Sciatic is bad, though, Doran. It's bad.
Is it going down your hip?
It is. My left butt cheek hurts so bad. So bad. From the back to the butt cheek. My knee was tingling yesterday down into the toes.
Is this a new issue or is this like...
It's come and gone. It's bad right now. It's bad today. I think it's because I was playing football in the backyard with my daughter.
Or because you sat yesterday for about three
You know what?
Hours.
That's it. Because I was being a detective yesterday.
Yes, you were.
All right. We're joined by Pat Bostic coming up next. One, his thoughts on the Steelers quarterback situation. What did he make of Justin Fields' first performance that everyone could see in the black and gold? We'll talk to him about that and a million other things because he's on with us until 9 o'clock. Right now, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, and it continues at Sun Chevrolet up to 7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 86.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!